Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gary Parish to remind you to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam, they offer a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
This is Gary Parish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, your floors may be sinking or sloping a little bit, maybe you got water coming in somewhere, you could have an issue that Redeemers Group could help you with. Honestly, you could have a foundation problem. That's a serious problem. The phone number is 541-8765, and the consultation is free. You don't hear that a whole lot, but it is free. It's not $125 to come out and a house call, none of that stuff, to be applied against the – no. The initial consultation is 100% free. Give them a call at 541-8765. They will come out, assess the situation. Maybe you have no problem at all, in which case, rest easy. If you do have a problem, they'll give you an estimate. My name, Jeff Calkins, you get an additional $50 off. Do not put this off. There is no harm in calling. It is free, the initial consultation. 541-8765. It's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Childhood Cancer Family Fund and Memphis area Papa John's restaurants will be hosting a month-long Christmas toy collection drive for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital's Target House long-term family facility. For the month of November, drop off any new Christmas gifts suitable for newborns to age 19 at any Papa John's location. The gifts will be a part of a free Christmas shop at St. Jude's Target House, where parents shop free for their children. Papa John's Toy Drive. Be a part of this holiday season.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Robert Owen Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Owen Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down, Sam and Dave, Stacked Records, in honor of the failing performance of your Memphis Grizzlies last night at FedEx Forum.
Yeah, I gather you missed it, but you probably watched it subsequently. Did you watch it subsequently? You were not there at the house last night.
I watched it live. I was not on the game coverage, and so I could have gone or not gone, but I decided to stay home and eat dinner with my family,
which
we don't get to do as much as we would like, given all the time as my wife and I have to be out.
That sounds like a good idea. So people want to bench Jaren Jackson. You can send your questions to Chris Harrington for his weekly mailbag that he does, and I won't preempt them, all of them, but one of the questions you've already gotten is, should Jaren Jackson Jr. come off the bench? Your thoughts?
Well, the spirit of the person who asked the question, their spirit was not a
bench
was
him.
Not a punitive
right.
sense. It yep. was a what is the best way to maximize him and get him on track. And so I appreciate the spirit of the question, and I think there are some elements to it worth considering, which I will in the mailbag. I guess the broader point I would make is that this season for the Grizzlies is not about, and we keep saying this, but it's bear saying again and again, it's about the journey they're trying to get to is not the next game. And it's about what do they need to do to best get them to where they want to be long term, which is building a contending team. And so it's not about what's going to help you win tomorrow night for the most part. And so the question they need to be asking is, like, what's the best way to get to that point? And to me, that question, the answer to that is, well, how do you best develop Jaren Jackson as a player? And so that's the spirit in which I would take that question. Not like, you know, you lost this game and he was bad, so you got to bench him. This is not that kind of season.
To the extent that, listen, I think right now, if you're looking, and it's still, we're not to a quarter of the season yet, but if you're looking at what has gone right and what has gone wrong, I think you would say that more things have gone right than have gone wrong. More of the things that you would like to have happened. Ja Morant looks like he is a legitimate potential building block for the team. Seems ahead of schedule in a lot of ways. Brandon Clark is what really the people who were big Brandon Clark fans in the draft, seems to be as good as they say he was. Like, that's been tremendous. Kyle Anderson, better than you might, given the injuries, come back nicely, et cetera. Most things have been good. The Jaren Jackson thing, if you would say right now, is this what you want from this year? You would say, no, that has not been good. This is not what you want. What part of it, to the extent that anything concerns you, what part of the Jaren Jackson development trajectory concerns you?
I don't even, you know, I don't,
Nothing.
To me, concern is almost a little too strong. I think there are a lot of issues there. I think one of the things that I'm getting out of him is the sense that his accelerated development is catching up with him, especially physically, that he was ahead of schedule going to college. He was ahead of schedule going to the NBA, and that he is clearly still developing physically. And you can see that wearing on him more this season. I think part of that is about the pace of the game and the system, and maybe it's just catching up with him the way it's, you know, development is not a straight line, and we saw that last year with some of the second year players in terms of Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell and some of the others. There's no guarantee we won't see that next year with John Morant. That it's not just a straight escalator up. It tends to be, have a little bit more circuitous than that. I think it's clear that he has to get stronger physically. He is 20 years old. He is 3 years younger than Brandon Clark. I think there's more physical development to come with him. And as he gets stronger and gets that man strength, I think that's going to help him a lot. And I think there are system issues in terms of his usage that he's struggling with. I think there's lots of issues there, but it's not – I mean, it's been up and down. I mean, he was actually the leading scorer on the team last week. You know, I'm doing this weekly column, and so I've been looking at the stats week by week. He was not the best player on the team last week. I mean, I gave that to John Morant, but he was actually the leading scorer last week through four games. He averaged like 18, 19 points a game. And so it's been up and down. Last night was a down. I think there's a lot of issues to sort out with him, but I am not at the point that I am concerned about the ultimate outcome of those issues, really.
Right. Do you get the sense – I haven't been around him as much as you have. There are times he said he's in a funk. Do you get the sense this is bothering him mentally? He seemed in perfectly good spirits when Ja dunked on him the other day. Like, that was after a win. How do you think he is bearing up under it? He is the, you know, he was the sheltered young kid last year. This year he was supposed to be the quote-unquote face of this franchise. He was the guy who was everywhere this summer doing all the right things and supporting – how do you get the sense that he is, and we can't know really, but how do you get the sense that he is bearing up under it?
Oh, I think he's clearly frustrated with his own play from time to time and his own struggles. I've never gotten the sense that he's frustrated with anyone but himself,
right,
or maybe the referees sometimes, right? I mean, I've had people ask me, like, you know, is this because – no one's asked me this in a mailbag, but I've had people personally ask me, is this because, like, you know, he resents Ja, that Ja's taking his spot, and is he mad about it? It's like, no, like, that's not it at all. There's zero indication of anything like that.
Right.
You know, if you're in the locker room after these games, like, you know, I even asked him, like, you mentioned that dunk. I said, you know, do you think you got that? Because he did, actually. And he was like, no, man, that was it. He was just raved about Ja, raved about Ja's athleticism. So I don't think he's frustrated with anyone but himself and maybe the referees. And
right,
I think that's pretty much it. But I do think that he's frustrated with his own play when he plays poorly. And I do think that I think there's an effect where the two things feed off of each other in terms of his struggles physically and then the mental, and I think those things do go back and forth. We've seen this before. I mean, we saw it with Pau Gasol at time to time early in his career. We saw it with Mike Conley. We saw it with Rudy Gay. Like, we have been down this road before. And some of the fan reaction is also very deja vu in terms of fan frustration with the player's struggles. But we've seen it before with those players. And I think, you know, I mean, Pau and Mike Conley became everything really they could have been. Rudy probably not quite so much, but ended up having a really good career. And I don't, you know, at this point, I don't see I don't have any reason to believe that Jaren Jackson is not going to become, you know, if not his best self, because how many players do something approximating it? I think he'll be really good. And I think this is just part of the journey.
It's interesting, the deja vu part. You look back and you think, boy, how stupid we were, or people were, to want to trade Mike Conley. And then 2 weeks ago, though, not a majority, but there were people who were like, trade Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, here we are. Exactly. People turn very quickly on someone, and they get discouraged with their – that they do make the mistake, that they think the ultimate destination, they confuse it with where we are in the journey a lot of times and give up on players. Do you, by the way, think you said he's frustrated with the officials. Does he have a right to be frustrated with the officials? Do you think he fundamentally
– Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I certainly don't think he gets a good whistle. I think he fouls plenty. Like, legitimately fouls plenty.
Right.
But I don't, certainly I don't get the sense that he hardly ever gets the benefit of the doubt, really. And so I think there's probably some reason to be frustrated there. But his foul issues are primarily his own.
What happens, you mentioned that this team's underlying fundamentals when they were in the midst of the win streak still suggest
right,
they're not a very good team. One reason that the point differential is so colossal for this team is they just get destroyed
right,
when they lose. Is there do you have a thought on that? Why they get they don't just lose, they get destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the why is sort of hard, sort of like playing psychologist
right,
or whatever. But it is that, and that's a trend I noted this week where, I mean, they're a team. You look at the schedule game by game, like they're a couple bad bounces away from having a much worse record. They are not a couple good bounces away from having a better record.
Right.
And so, like, the 5-9 sort of masks what they've really been, because they are, after last night, they are now tied for the worst point differential in the NBA, them and the Atlanta Hawks. They have the worst point differential in the West, even worse than the Warriors. But they have a better record than the Warriors, better record than the Blazers, and they have the same record as the Spurs, Thunder, and Pelicans. And so in some ways, they've been a little fortunate on the win-loss. I'd have to go back and look at the history of, like, young teams and you know, their propensity to take really bad losses. I suspect it's not a particularly unusual situation for the Grizzlies. I think on the whole, like, they've probably been what we expect them to be everywhere but the record itself, which just, you know, they've sort of finished out a couple games pretty strong, and over time that probably sorts itself out. Like, I don't think their record in close games so far this season will be their winning percentage in close games the rest of the way. I think they probably overperformed in those close games, and that is likely part small sample size and part, like, John Morant. Had some heroics, you know.
So the question about benching Jaren Jackson Jr., I agree with the spirit was how best to help his progression. But in terms of that larger goal, anything else you would like to see changes in the rotation? And by the way, when do you think Josh Jackson might come up?
I think the Josh Jackson thing is not – it's sort of in that range where there's no – I know people are calling for him to come up, but I'm not. But I wouldn't object if they brought him up either. I think it's sort of in that range there's no pressure on either end of it right now. I mean, there could be, but to me there's not pressure on either end of it. Everyone's healthy other than Grayson Allen. And so, like, they're super deep at the spot Josh Jackson plays in terms of Jae Crowder, Solomon Hill, Kyle Anderson. I guess you could say Marco Guderich in that mix too. Guderich has not been playing well, but right. They, you know, have an investment in him. Hill has been playing fairly well, but, like, he's a vet on an expiring. I do think those are minutes that could be sopped up somewhere else. And so there is a rationale. You could bring him up and basically sop up those Marco Guderich and Solomon Hill minutes. And if they wanted to do that tomorrow, I would not object to it. But I don't think it's a situation where, oh, my God, can you believe what Josh Jackson's doing in the Hustle? You got to get him up. I mean, everyone's been freaking out about these box scores. You look at the last Hustle game, D'Anthony Melton, who is barely playing for this team, like, he had not played a game with the Hustle. He hadn't been with those guys. They just threw him on the floor. Hey, go play a game with the Hustle. D'Anthony Melton in that game, where people are saying you got to bring up Josh Jackson, Melton had more points, more rebounds, and more assists in fewer minutes than Josh Jackson did. Like, Josh Jackson should be putting up numbers in the G League. And so to me, the numbers he's putting up in the G League aren't an indicator really either way.
Yeah, and then beyond that, and this is – he's not in the G League because of his numbers
right.
or not his numbers. And so
right.
if you are judging it on the box score, that's not why he's there. He's there to be a good citizen, a good teammate, et cetera. And if he was having lighting it up, that wouldn't change the underlying
right.
truth as to why he's there. And that isn't fixed by a good game. That's fixed by daily showing up,
yes.
being on time, that sort of thing, which is why he's – I don't know how he's doing on that front. I assume he's doing fine. I guess I might as well. But that, to me, is the measure of when he comes up, not
yeah,
how well he's doing.
My suspicion, and this maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe he'll be in the lineup on Saturday. But I haven't talked to anyone. I'll probably try to do that today. But my suspicion is, like, they're content to let him keep playing down there. Not only keep playing, but keep being a teammate and keep, like, you know, going through the process and proving himself on and off the floor. For a good while yet, unless and until, like, some injuries force their hand. And so I don't perceive any – as much as there may be fans wanting him up now, I don't think there's really any pressure to do that right now.
What do you make of the story that the NBA – this isn't a huge surprise. Steph Curry's not playing. Kevin Durant's not playing. Kawhi Leonard plays intermittently, et cetera. But for the last 2 years, NBA television ratings are down. Your thoughts?
I suspect there's lots of issues with that. I haven't read up on some of the recent stuff about it, but I think on one hand, like, ratings are always going down for everything for the most part. I just think that's sort of the natural trajectory of, like, the range of options and the way people consume things. And so I think that's sort of the, you know, when objects set in motion kind of thing, that's sort of the motion in which things are set. But I also think there's a problem. And this also ties into all the load management and rest stuff we talk about. I think the regular season is not being maximized by the league, and I do think they should actively look to change that to make the regular season better and more interesting. And I have a hard time seeing how they don't do that without shrinking the number of games. And so I am a proponent for shrinking the schedule, which I think will likely result in fewer injuries and fewer rest games. It will also make individual games more important, and I think will be valuable in the long run to making the NBA a better product.
What, 70? You want to wave your wand and make it 70?
At least. I mean, I wouldn't go, you know, I certainly wouldn't go lower than 50. But to
wouldn't
me,
that
at
be
least,
incredible?
Probably,
like a 50-game yeah. regular, it would be tremendous. The games,
you know,
would mean something.
I'd
that is
go,
the problem. Yeah.
If you just played a home-and-home with every team, that would be a 58-game schedule, right? So maybe you add a game in your division, like, and that brings you to, like, 62. Like, something like that, maybe? I don't know. But these are the discussions I would be very seriously having.
Yeah. All right, Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
O'Call is the place to go. I played Christmas carols earlier. You think that was inappropriate? It is the best Christmas song, isn't it, Jeffrey? I think it is the best Christmas song, Mariah Carey's Christmas song. And it has me in the spirit. And, it's funny. My friends at O'Call have not told me to start talking about the holidays yet. But I will tell you, all of you out there in listener land, if you want to get me something, I could actually use a necktie. Like, I'm speaking today to a group, and I'm wearing O'Call five-pocket pants, and I'm wearing O'Call sport coat, and I'm wearing an O'Call shirt. What's the name of the shirt company?
Peter Millar?
No.
Oh, Eaton?
Yeah, Eaton. Eaton. In fact, I was talking to Dan Barron recently. He gets Eaton shirts. They're unbelievably great. But I kind of need a necktie. Mm-hmm. But the larger point is that literally, if you are thinking – like any, if there is a, well, they also have a women's department, but if there's a man, a son, brother, father, uncle, grandfather, whatever, go to O'Call and just get anything. And it's a win. It's a win. And do that now, and then you'll have that taken care of. And it's a win because it is incredibly high quality clothing and the kind of clothing, a lot of stuff you just put on, right? Just put on. Stuff from O'Call, you put on and you give it. You know, there's that woman who writes the book about you should go through all of your things, and if you don't bring them joy, you should throw them out, right? There's this how to reorganize your life. I don't know the woman. I've forgotten her name. Everything.
The woman that ran for president?
No. There's a woman. No, not that woman. Not that person. I'll get the name later.
All right.
But anyway, you're supposed to go through your life, everything in your dresser, and if it doesn't bring you joy, throw it out. That's the idea, okay? And I will tell you this, the clothes that I own that bring me joy are clothes from O'Call. So if you want to bring joy to someone else this holiday season, get yourself to O'Call. All right, when we come back, we would do the TAMS rankings, and we will kind of do the TAMS rankings, but we're kind of light on the TAMS rankings because they're so depressing. Memphis is still number one, I'm going to assume, in the TAMS rankings, so we'll talk about Memphis football after that.
You'll find out next.
They also, we got the college football playoff rankings again last night. There's a development for Memphis there, and more thoughts on the coaching carousel, our favorite time of the year. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The teams, Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL, the stories, game day.
The thrill is here!
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people, and it's crazy.
The shows. The Jeff Gawkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis is number one sports place.
I know I talk about Bounty all the time, but this one is special because the event is special. On December 8th, in honor of Bounty's fifth birthday, two spectacular chefs are coming together to serve a five-course meal with all proceeds going to Caritas Community and Cafe. Chef Russell Casey of Bounty and Chef Spencer McMillan of Caritas will be collaborating on the five-course dinner. And isn't it just like Bounty to celebrate its birthday by giving back to the community? For those who don't know, Caritas Community and Cafe is in the heart of Binghamton. It's uniquely Memphis place that uses food, art, music, theater, and classes to bring people together. You could stop by the cafe for a cup of coffee or for lunch, but don't miss this special event. Again, it's at Bounty on December 8th. Seatings begin at 6:30 p.m. The food will be spectacular. To reserve your spot, call 410-8131 or go to their website at bountyonbroad.com. And remember, Bounty is the perfect place for a holiday party or to get a gift card.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, four locations. See us online at RIJewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SB Black Friday.
Golic and Wingo.
The Memphis Tigers, the football team, get a great win over SMU, keep their hopes alive as one of those group of five teams that's
SM
in the running.
Who? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Thank you. But and more importantly, just the entire city of Memphis for the show they put on. College game day, that looked like an absolute zoo. It was unbelievable. So kudos to the 901 for putting on and showing out at college game day.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, the woman's name is Marie Kondo is her name. And you should only have things in your life that spark joy. That's it, okay? And here's some more quotes from Marie Kondo. Keep these in mind, Jeffrey.
The
question of what you want to own is actually the question of how you want to live your life.
Ah.
How about that?
It's a philosophical difference.
The space in which we live should be for the person we are becoming now, not for the person we were in the past. Keep only those things that speak to your heart, then take the plunge and discard all the rest. By doing this, you can reset your life and embark on a new lifestyle. The best way to choose what to keep and what to throw away is to take each item in one's hand and say, does this spark joy? If it does, keep it. If not, dispose of it. This is not only the simplest, but also the most accurate yardstick by which to judge. By the way, got a call from Paul at O'Call during the speaking of sparking joy. Mm-hmm. I can spark some joy here because this week through Saturday, if you buy one pair of pants or jeans, this is men or women, pants or jeans, you buy one and you get another one half off. So if you you buy one, any pant or jeans in the store, men or women's, buy one, get another half off. That is through Saturday. Does it spark joy? Those pants and jeans from O'Call will, in fact, spark joy. All right, Jeffrey, we are a little college football is uppermost in our minds. Some huge news concerning the Arkansas coaching search. This from a candidate himself. What's the breaking news, Jeffrey?
Yes, from 103.7 The Buzz. This was Houston Nutt on their radio program yesterday.
Well, John Fagg, the assistant AD, you know, has called me just to lay out just kind of a touch base deal, nothing big. But I don't know. You know, I think they're down the road a little bit. I think they've zeroed in on a few guys. And, again, it's still early. But, you don't know. This is a very important hire. And, well, we all, of course, love Arkansas. And right now, boy, this is a turning point. This is going to be very, very important. And recruiting, of course, I wouldn't worry too much about a lot of the decommits. You know, I get a lot of people calling me, close. We've lost 12 players. Well, that's going to happen, you know, because you don't know who your leader is yet. But that can change. And the other thing is Arkansas, I think, is important. That's first and foremost is the state of Arkansas and make sure that the coaches that are there, Barry Liney and other coaches, are making sure that you're still touching base with those guys.
All right, so there you go. They have reached out and contacted Houston Nutt. What do you think about Houston Nutt's candidacy for this job?
I would be – a lot of people would have to say no. A lot of people would have to say no before they read that.
If you tell the world that you have been contacted about a job, it means you are not getting the job.
I think that is a fair
– Isn't that always true? It's preposterous. And whatever. Like, I'm not even slamming Houston here. It's just that no one's going back to Houston Nutt. That would be insane.
No, you hit the nail on the head. Anytime I see reports about a certain coach
acknowledging that they were contacted by the job,
that means that coach is trying to get his name out there
rather than
he is not a candidate.
And I'll tell you what, people who are actually making hires, what they try to do is keep the names from getting out there of the people that they are contacting. And so seems unlikely that Houston Nutt. Now, what was interesting to me, he did say this, though, that they're pretty far down the road. I actually thought that was the most interesting thing he said. Where is that road heading for the University of Arkansas?
Through conversations I had over the weekend, I think that Arkansas is at least going to make a significant offer to Iowa State's Matt Campbell.
Why Matt Campbell, and why would he take it if he were to take it? And what would be what is a significant offer?
A significant offer is somewhere north of $5 million.
I can't imagine why you'd take it if you're Matt Campbell. He's one of the hottest. Like he's going to get a whatever if Harbaugh ever leaves, right? He's going to get a Michigan job, like or whatever, like isn't he?
One would think, but $5 million doesn't talk. $5 million shouts. I mean. So I think that would – why would he take the job? I mean
– money.
Theoretically, money. It's – and I presume there would be some types of out in that contract that would say – because he is a Midwestern guy, and he's made it known that he would prefer one of the big Midwestern jobs first. But why he makes sense for Arkansas is I think Arkansas has actually – I think those that are trying to make this hire have done a pretty good self-evaluation of understanding that – since Texas A&M has come in the league, they have to be a little more creative. And I'm not saying that they view themselves in general like on par with Iowa State, but relative to the league, they view the same disadvantages that Iowa State has in the Big 12 as similar disadvantages that Arkansas has. And he makes sense because he has been able to not only navigate those disadvantages, he's been able to pretty well. I mean, he's winning at a level consistently that really they haven't ever seen, and so therefore he makes a lot of sense for Arkansas because
I think
relatively
he makes
speaking,
a lot of sense
similar.
For Arkansas. Does Arkansas make a lot of sense for him? On the other hand, there are people I didn't understand the Baylor job. I didn't understand why you'd take that job, and he's done great there.
Matt Rhule's done a great job
the second half last week.
I mean, a lot of people at the time didn't understand why I mean, it didn't work out well, but why Brett Bielema took the Arkansas job when he had the Wisconsin job, and his had less to do with money specifically
what's
for himself, but
with him?
More
Where
for
is
like
he now, by the way?
He's at the New England Patriots. He's their defensive line coach.
Okay. And what's going to happen? Is he going to get, would you hire him for a job?
It depends on the job, but I do think Brett Bielema is a good football coach. I don't view what happened to him at Arkansas as some type of failure. I think he was on a path.
Why isn't he kicked around? You don't hear him in these coaching.
Well, because he got a ton of money to not be Arkansas's coach anymore. And I think for him, I think there is some appeal of just being a football coach and not having to be the whole CEO and whatnot
I can see
at the
that
pro
would
level.
Be exhausting.
Yes.
You know, like it.
He has a very young family, and
the amount
I mean?
That these coaches work is insane. Let's take the Memphis staff, for example, right? The Memphis staff, Thursday night is the night when they say, leave, go home, and be with your family, okay?
Yep.
So Thursday night, they go home, and they have dinner with their family, and that's it. Every other night, they're working. Literally every other night, they're working. So imagine your life out there, right? And that's true for Mike Norvell, who makes $2.8 million a year. And you say, well, that's fine, because he makes $2.8 million a year. It's the price you pay. But if you're an assistant, you're working that much too. Like, it is a...
If you're an assistant, you might be working more.
You might be working more. I don't think many people outwork, I'll be honest, outwork Mike Norvell. It's one of the reasons he's good, is he works incredibly hard and asks his coaches to work incredibly hard. They're all busting their butts too. But that's it. So you get Thursday night off to be with your family. Imagine you, just right now, whoever you are out there, imagine if you told your spouse, okay, here's the way it's going to work in our lives going forward. I'll be home Thursday night. Every other time, I'm away.
It would not be
comfortable. Most people don't do that. Most people aren't willing to do that. Most people, it's incredibly hard work what these folks do. Okay, anyway, so onward to the Arkansas job. If not Matt Campbell, down the road. He said down the road.
Yeah.
Who?
I think if Matt Campbell says no, it would not surprise me if they put a full court press on Mike Norvell. I'm unclear whether or not right now Mike Norvell
would
take
that job. I'm unclear whether he would take it as well. By the way, let's revisit the Melzahn thing, okay? So
yep.
Melzahn, obviously at Auburn, his buyout is $27 million. $27 million is his buyout, including a $13.5 million lump sum payment. Auburn right now is in the midst of a fundraising drive for a new football facility where they have already raised $31.5 million for that. They are crazy down there, and I mean that as a compliment, but I don't know if they're that crazy. I think the only way it works for Melzahn is if he wants to go and Auburn wants to let him go, and so they work something out so that you Auburn's happy to have him go, and so you bring that buyout down to a number that makes sense. Here's my question.
I think
with Tua gone, now, the good news for Gus Malzahn is, ooh, I could beat Alabama again, and then I could win. I will have won two out of the last three. Take the heat off. Last time I beat Alabama, they gave me a $49 million, okay? This time, if I beat them again, this is all will be well. On the other hand, if they lose to Alabama without Tua, it looks worse.
And further,
it becomes a game that Auburn fans now think they should win, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think if Mac Jones is playing quarterback, you feel as if you get that game at home, you feel as if your defense can keep you in that game. Alabama's defense has not been what we've become accustomed to seeing under Nick Saban's tenure. And yes, you would think that you would have as good of a chance next year. But I don't know. To me, with Gus Malzahn, it becomes – here's the fascinating question. To me, it boils down to this. How well do you think you can do next year? Because your out-of-conference game is North Carolina in Atlanta. I think you should win that football game. Then you've still got to play at Georgia. You get at Alabama next year. Like,
so you jump to Arkansas, and
you jump.
I actually think it makes some sense.
You jump to Arkansas. The problem is, though, if you're Gus Malzahn, you know the Auburn job is still a better job than the Arkansas job. So it really boils down to me to how much do you believe in Bo Nix? Because if you do believe some of his struggles this year have been because it's a true freshman trying to play quarterback against some really, really good teams, particularly some on the road, and you think that, okay, if he can progress, I get Kentucky. You know, Florida rotates off the schedule from the East. I get Kentucky. I do still have to go to Georgia. I do have to go to Alabama. But I get LSU at home. LSU is going to be breaking in a new quarterback. You still are ahead of Mississippi State. You're still ahead of Arkansas. I guess the fascinating question is, what do you think about Texas A&M? But you get them at home. You're still ahead of Ole Miss. I think if you think that you can go 9-3 next year, you're still probably making the decision to stay. Because Auburn is not in a position to fire Gus Malzahn, regardless of what the outcome is on 2 weeks from Saturday. Like, they're just not in a financial position. So he's going to be back next year if he wants to be back. The question is, how much do you believe in next season? Part of the reason why he was so adamant on coming back this year is because he thought they were going to be good. And we've seen that defense is extremely good, but their offense has essentially kept them from winning the Georgia game. Their offense kept them from winning the Florida game. And so I think it is a fascinating debate. Do you make the long-term decision to go and make more money over the long haul, over a 5-6 year period at Arkansas, or do you take the chance and gamble on yourself that you've got the better job and you're going to win bigger?
There were the college football rankings came out last night. We'll talk to them in a minute. Before I do that, you know who could handle the Auburn divorce? It would be my friends Justin Thomas at Thomas White and Gill, the folks at Thomas White and Gill. I actually was talking to someone recently who had been divorced and, like me, got along with their spouse. No one can promise that, but I can promise you this, that if you get divorced, particularly if you have children, that you will have an ongoing relationship with your former spouse. And some lawyers, first thing they do, you walk in the office, they demand a giant upfront payment, and then they get things cranking so there can be more interrogatories, more bills, more acrimony, more anger, fuels more money, etc. Then there is Thomas White and Gill. They will do everything that you need to protect your interests, but they will not do. They will not try to stoke the flames. I was talking to Lee Taylor White, who is one of the partners there, and she was telling me about how important it is just self-care during a divorce, and how she tells all of her clients that it's important to take care of yourself emotionally during a divorce. That's the kind of thing that they think about at Thomas White and Gill. Justin Thomas, of course, former first baseman at the University of Memphis. They have male and female partners. They have a range of billing rates. They have experts in divorce, custody, adoption, wills, and estates. Don't take my word for it. Go to memphisfamilylaw.com, memphisfamilylaw.com, and check it out. The University of Memphis passed Cincinnati last night in the college football playoff. It completely irrelevant because they will play probably not just once, but twice. I still think it is appropriate, don't you? Cincinnati barely wins their last two games.
Correct.
Now, mind you, South Florida is scarier than people give them credit for. Like, South Florida should have won last week.
Yes.
In every single way that you possibly can judge, they won that football game, except for by the scoreboard. So Memphis has a task in front of them, but Memphis has been playing better. Memphis is so dramatically much better than they were at the beginning this year. It's ridiculous. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah. If you're asking me right now, I don't know, when you stack resumes up, you can make a case that Cincinnati's better. But when I watch both teams play, one team stands out to me completely better.
Yes.
I don't know what the line's going to be next week. I feel very good about Memphis covering next week.
Do you, was there anything that was surprising to you last night in the college football rankings? And including, do you object to Georgia? People point to the South Carolina loss. Do you object to Georgia being four?
I don't object, because when you look at, I think what we saw last night is the College Football Playoff Committee has decided to kind of punt on Alabama right now. Because if you look at what they did, they put Alabama, they kept them at five despite the injury to Tua Tagovailoa. They have Oregon and Utah now lumped behind them. And what I think they're positioning is that they're going to wait and see how Alabama looks without Tua. But I think what they've clearly done is that if one of Oregon or Utah wins out, wins the Pac-12, presumably, I think that's what they're setting up. That, to me, looked like what we saw. And, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the things that people are disputing now will just go away. Like, Georgia will take care of itself. And, yes, Georgia has one bad loss. The worst loss of any good team, right?
No question.
Losing to South Carolina is the worst loss. But they also have tremendous wins. I mean, they have the
– And I think more so than any of the teams that are – Now that Tua is out with Alabama's offense, I think if you look at every team behind them, Georgia is the only team that you can point to and say they have at least one elite unit, and their defense is very elite. I personally don't think you can – I don't think that the way that style of play will go up well against, you know, Ohio State, against LSU, or even against Clemson. I don't think that – I think that they're going to be able to get outscored pretty easily. With that being said, you know, they at least make it an interesting argument, because while those teams have more elite offense, like LSU has an elite offense, they do not have an elite defense. Like, at least you have an interesting matchup.
Real quick. Oh, Vandy, more on the coaching carousel. Vandy has said that Derek Mason is going to be back. That came out yesterday as well.
Against some conflicting reports. There were pretty well-sourced reports that felt as if, no questions asked, Vandy was going to be moving on. Yesterday, news came out that Vandy made the decision. They are keeping Derek Mason. They actually even put out an official statement. It turns out that Vandy, which is a private school, doesn't have to do the coach's contract and whatnot. Turns out his buyout was very, very significant, and Vandy made a business decision.
Made a business decision to keep him. I will tell you that I had a cheeseburger the other day that was among the best cheeseburgers I've ever had. And I don't know if it was because of the sweet sourdough bun or because of the pimento cheese, which had a snap to it, or because the bacon, which has the same honey glaze that the folks at Pimento's use on their wildly popular hams. But the combination was out of this world. It is Pimento's Kitchen and Market. They have two locations. One is on Poplar, 6450 Poplar Avenue. One's on Houston Levee in Collierville. Unbelievable food. They got 12 different kinds of pimento cheese. Yes, they also have unbelievable salads. They're chicken wings, whole wings, really good chicken wings. 80 to 90% of everything that comes out of that kitchen is from scratch. And the place is, it's a great place for lunch, but it's a tremendous place to go and have dinner. They turn down the lights, it's a little more relaxed, and you can get yourself, the Collierville location even has a full bar. So stop by and get that bacon pimento cheeseburger at Pimento's. It's incredible, believe me. Or you can visit them at pimentos.com. All right, we are going to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments. But when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs.
It's funny, you follow bank news and you see, like, this bank has been taken over by this bank. This bank has been rebranded to be this bank. This bank is, we're now called this. We're now called, no. Well, there's been this Triumph Bank. Memphis Bank. Started here by Memphians who thought we needed a bank that was invested in the community in every way possible, in the rolling up your sleeves way possible, and in the having programs for folks who need a boost up way, and in saying yes to Memphians who need money to do good things in the community, and honestly, in having a approach to banking that you do not find anywhere else. I was stunned when I went over to Triumph Bank and realized the difference, what it was like to bank at Triumph and what it was like to bank at any other bank I've ever banked in my whole life, I'll be honest. So, go see my friends at Triumph Bank. They are invested in the community and making banking easy for you. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
So I will not be surprised, Jeffrey, if we hear something about James Wiseman today.
Okay.
I think this is about when...
this would make sense. The timeline that we saw with Chase Young about...
This was the day that I sort of... And it is... I called it Wise Day because it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew Hill texted me and said, who gave me authority to change the day from Wisemas? to Wise Day. And that makes it, today is Wisemas. And forever shall be Wisemas. Memphis obviously plays Little Rock tonight at FedEx Forum. I will be there. And it would kind of be nice and symmetrical, wouldn't it be, if we learned his fate today, here exactly 1 year after he committed to the University of and to the Memphis. Wouldn't that be perfectly symmetrical?
Nice little 365-day
nice
bookend.
Nice little 365-day bookend. So we will hope that that happens. I will also tell you that I got a tweet from someone who said Brett Bielema cannot take another job for more than $55,000 or it voids his buyout with Arkansas. Mm-hmm. That is why he makes $40,000 a year with the Patriots.
Yep.
Would you be working for $40,000 a year, or would you be just be putting your toes up?
I think Brett might be the guy that needs to work something from health reasons. Like, I feel like he needs to be around those that are staying in shape, because from what I can tell from Bet, he has a tendency to maybe when he's not doing much, he can maybe do some stress eating and maybe some boredom eating. So I would continue to work just to give myself something to do. And I think the NFL makes a ton of sense because you can just focus on coaching. You're obviously around Belichick. You're not at the Nick Saban finishing school, but I feel like the Bill Belichick finishing school is also a pretty good one too.
I just heard, by the way, from Abigail Warren over at the Daily Memphian, and she happened to run into Leslie Ballin. And he said that it is taking longer than he thought, but that he was hopeful it might be today. So I then, therefore, will be hopeful that it might be today. And this would be perfect. This would line up perfectly with the Chase Young timing, about what I expected when this came out last week. All right, what is coming up next here on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto will join them at 11:25. Anthony Sain will talk some Grizzlies with them at 1:25. Joining us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey, we'll talk college football with Bill Bender at 2:25. Jason Munns will talk Tiger basketball. Maybe we'll get some James Wiseman news by then at 3 o'clock. So we look forward to doing that at the top of the second hour. Joe Mullinax will join GP today at 4:25. Jeff, of course, will join him at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening at 6 o'clock for The 6, highlighting the best right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, that music means we're done for yet another day. The good news is tomorrow we'll be back, and Steve White, who in the midst of the Wiseman stuff,
yep,
we had to postpone last week, we'll have Steve White back, and Barrett Salee, et cetera, et cetera. So do not miss it. We will be back here tomorrow, but for now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Coming up Thursday, your second to last chance to win your way to the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans, where you, like Golic, can have all the beignets for days with an all-expense-paid trip. Golic and Wingo Thursday.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's sports station. The 6. With Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Mark Giannotto, and Jeffrey Wright, along with Gary Parrish, weekdays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
As we steam towards the new year, ATC Fitness is here to tell you that we're on your side when it comes to reaching your goals. We offer you the best fitness in the Mid-South. If you need a membership just to work out, or you want a membership to stay and take advantage of our tanning and newly added hydro lounges, we have the plan for you. We also partner with great programs such as Silver Sneakers or Silver and Fit, just to name a couple. So make sure you stop by and take advantage of everything we have to offer. ATC Fitness, the locally owned fitness center with the best value and the best equipment in the Mid-South. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Coming up Thursday, your second to last chance to win your way to the College Football Playoff National Championship game in New Orleans, where you, like Golic, can have all the beignets for days with an all-expense-paid trip. Golic and Wingo Thursday.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. The 6 with Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Mark Giannotto, and Jeffrey Wright, along with Gary Parrish. Weekdays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.